The Alaska Department of Fish and Game considers trapping regulations proposed by the municipality of Skagway, and the Haynesboro amends code in an effort to protect free speech. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Haynes Volunteer Fire Department responded to a report of a fire on Friday evening. Fire Chief Al Giddings says firefighters extinguished a chimney fire and no damage or losses were reported. According to Giddings, the fire was started due to creosote buildup in the chimney. Burning green wood and low-temperature fires can leave traces of oil in a smokestack. A hot fire can then ignite the buildup. Giddings recommends cleaning a chimney at least once a year. Meanwhile, the fire department has been investigating the cause of a fire that destroyed a trailer on Sawmill Road earlier this month. Giddings believes the source of the fire was an unattended heater. The state's Board of Game opened up a five-day meeting in Petersburg Friday. They're meeting to decide over 50 proposed changes to hunting and trapping regulations for Southeast Alaska. One notable absence, the U.S. Forest Service. Employees of that agency are furloughed during the partial government shutdown. Normally, the federal agency would be offering input during the state board meeting. The Forest Service manages much of the land where people are hunting and trapping in the region. The board did hear from Acting Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang.
I think the governor and I share a couple really key priorities that we're working on together. One is food security for Alaskan families, and it's one of my goals is to increase food security. When I look at, especially in the Anchorage area, you know, Nelchina caribou and Unit 16 moose are really how Alaskans put food in their freezers and on the plates of their families. So I'm not opposed to doing active management and continuing to manage those resources to ensure that we're able to feed our families in Alaska. Another thing that I'm very interested in doing and the governor's interested in doing is protecting the state right to manage.
Vincent Lang recently penned a 41-page memo to the acting Interior Secretary asking for less federal control of wildlife management in the state. He also told the board and audience he wanted to ensure there would be the next generation of hunters, fishers, and trappers. The Game Board will consider a set of new regulations recommended by the municipality of Skagway concerning trapping within the borough. The proposed changes would put state regulations in line with borough restrictions on trapping near public trails and roads. The Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee voted to oppose Skagway's regulations at a meeting last month. The committee is made up of local stakeholders who advise Fish and Game on regional regulations. They say the municipality's rules on trapping are overly restrictive. The meeting is scheduled to run through Tuesday. What does a 2015 Supreme Court decision about a small town in Arizona have to do with borough code in Haynes? The decision Reed versus the town of Gilbert is behind the most recent change to Haynes borough code. The ruling says that governments may not regulate signs based on their content. KHNS's Claire Strempel has more.
Ordinance 1809-510, second hearing. An ordinance of the Haynes Borough amending Haynes Borough Code, Chapter 18.9.
That's Haynes Mayor Jan Hill introducing an amendment to Borough Sign Code. The change means the code is now in compliance with the United States Constitution. But for a few years, it wasn't. The code change has been in the works since 2017.
Once it was brought to our attention by the Code Review Commission, we basically stopped enforcing the signs regulations where it applied to content until we could get this done.
That's Haynesboro Clerk Aleka Fullerton.
And that's the appropriate response, because if you have a law that's unconstitutional and you continue to enforce it, you open yourself up to liability.
The borough simply stopped enforcing code until the assembly voted to change it. In Reed versus the town of Gilbert, the judge ruled the government may not regulate signs based on what they say. But municipalities do that all the time, or did.
Supreme Court says is they may not regulate signs based on the content of the sign. That was the crux of the entire case. And the borough was, in fact, doing that.
The Supreme Court decision protects free speech. If you regulate signs based on what they say, there's a likelihood that some groups get more rights to speech than others. If a sign with one message can be posted but another sign can't, for example. So the Code Review Commission set to work revising the code. It took years to change it. But Fullerton says that's far ahead of most rural municipalities. Mike Dinker is the one who caught the problem. She says it's a credit to Dinker that he caught the issue.
There are many, many jurisdictions who will probably never change their sign ordinance. They should, but they don't necessarily do that. The smaller the municipality, the less likely they are to make those changes. Now, Haines happens to have a very sophisticated population, and we try really hard to stay on top of things. And that's reflective of who we are as a community.
Dinker pointed out the issue to the assembly.
It was really proactive of the borough that they wanted to know more information and what we needed to do to come into compliance. So it's a great move by the borough that and the assembly. I give them kudos for getting it done because it really jumped on all the communities and municipalities, and I think we were one of the first in the state that kind of started addressing it. So good job by the assembly.
He says that communities need to keep an eye out to make sure everyone gets the same treatment.
Even our sign code that we just passed, we're going to have to continue to look at it to make sure that we are handling all speakers and all messages and all content the same, to make sure that everybody has the same opportunity to engage in the process, whether that be in the public process, in a meeting, or whether that's with putting out a message on a sign.
Now the Haines Borough will enforce sign code that's reflective of the Supreme Court's interpretation of free speech. Size and shape of signs will still be regulated. But when it comes to content, everyone gets their say. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.
Nobody move, there's blood on the floor.